I don't have to look for validation from anybody else. I can look for, what did I do a good job or not? I should check. Did the food come out? You shouldn't like take this lesson and say, you know what? I don't need anybody else's opinion. Now, I'm going to go home and pour all the salt into the food and then cook it and say, how does it taste? Well, I don't care about your opinion because Allah has honored me. Like, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying at all. We do need to get correction from each other. And by the way, when you value yourself, then being criticized is not humiliation. When you truly honor yourself, when you truly realize your worthiness, then you realize that if someone is criticizing me and saying, hey, you said this incorrectly, or you need to improve this, or this could be better, then they're doing me a favor to help me improve. I don't feel like I'm being insulted. Because when you have really low self-worth, then criticism feels like you're being pushed even lower down. But that feeling goes away once you have value for yourself. Once you recognize Allah has given me value. Then you start seeing correction or criticism as an opportunity to grow. It's not humiliating anymore. But this is one side of the equation, that we value ourselves. But Iblis, you know, he's got multiple tactics. And I talked about balance in the beginning. One of the things Allah gave us is balance. Nowadays, the majority of the world is no longer interested in educating itself through books or reading or long study. In fact, if a video is more than 30 seconds, move on. And then they say, you know what they call that? I've been doing a lot of research. No, you haven't. You've been swiping TikTok. That's not called research. You know, I've been doing a lot of research into psychology. No, you haven't. A 3-minute YouTube video was not research into psychology. You haven't studied anything. Right, but we've become accustomed to quick sound bites, you know, quick kinds of education. And as a result of that, we want quick validation. And one of the things that's happened in a lot of this social media environment is one subject that keeps coming up is self-love, self-worth, self-esteem, which is what I'm talking about too. But you can take that too far. You're amazing. You're the best. Believe in yourself. You. Nafsuk, nafsuk, nafsuk. And you're like, yes, nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. You know, and you become like obsessed with, yeah, I'm awesome. I'm amazing. And then some parents do this to their kids. You're the best. You're the best ever. You're the princess. Little 4-year-old girl. You're my princess. Everybody else is ugly. You're the prettiest. You're the best. And this little girl turns into a monster. She goes at school and she goes, the princess is here. Kiss the ring. Like she develops this like inflated sense of self. Our worthiness before Allah is something that should make us humble. Allah, give me such a high position. I better put that to work. I better put that to work. I want to give you this by analogy. Imagine somebody gave you, you didn't believe in yourself. You don't think you're that good, but you applied for a job anyway. Right? You applied, they're like, I'm pretty sure they're not going to hire me. You get a call back and they want to give you the executive position. Way higher. And you know, from what you know of yourself, you're like, I'm so not qualified for this. But you get put in that position anyway. Now once you get put in that position, I want you to think about, and I want myself to think about, what's going on in my head inside? Am I thinking, yep, the boss is here. Watch out. That's my chair. Or are you thinking, I have been given such a high position, I better live up to this. I better up my game. I better learn more. I better become more adaptive. I better, you know, honor this role that I've been given so I can actually prove my worthiness. So the honor was given to you first, even before you got a chance to prove yourself. The healthy attitude would be, I need to live up to this. Like it or not, now I'm here, I better step up. You understand? On the flip side is someone who gets that position without having earned it and then says, you know what? What else is there to do? I already got this position. You know? Now I can look down at everybody else who doesn't have this position. Fake it till you make it, right? That's not how this works. This is actually the reality of arrogance. So on the one hand, we value ourselves, but what we actually are supposed to value is the potential that Allah gave us. We're supposed to value the ability to make the effort that Allah gave us. Not the things that Allah gave us. The things that Allah gave us, He can give to anybody else. And these things will come and they will go. But the only thing of value before Allah is, and before ourselves, should actually be just our efforts. وَأَلَّيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Human beings will have nothing of worth on Judgment Day except the efforts that they made. That's it. That's all that's going to matter. So what's this balance between confidence and humility that has to be struck? Because too much self-worth will turn into arrogance. And too much humility, then you start thinking, I'm nothing, I'm nobody. I'll give you an example of this that I saw in the Islamic space. I was at a university many years ago. There were almost no Muslims in the university. 5 or 6 young men that are Muslim students in the university, right? And there's no masjid for like 100 miles. So they've got to make Jumu'ah by themselves, these 5 young guys, right? And one of them is a Hafiz Qur'an. So obviously it falls on him to kind of prepare something, learn a little bit, to be able to give the khutbah and to lead the prayer. And he won't do it. He won't do it. And then you go to him and say, hey, why won't you give the khutbah? Akhi, I am nothing. I'm just a faqir. I know I'm my worthlessness before Allah. How can I stand on the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Because I know that I'm not even worth the dirt of the feet of the ulama that are here. And he starts giving you this whole humility talk about how, no, I'm nothing, I'm worthless, I'm useless. And I tell him, I know you're useless, but still, the thing is, if you don't do it, this guy is going to lead the prayer in English. He's going to say, oh, God is great. And then he's going to, that's what he's going to. So you know what? You kind of have to step up, bro. You got to step up. You've been put in a certain position. This is not about arrogance. You're confusing the need for confidence with arrogance. This is a time to show confidence. But too much confidence, now if you imagine he starts giving the khutbah, but then there's somebody else that comes along and says, hey, this week we have a scholar. Oh, why is he taking my spot? I like my spot. Why you got to take my spot for? Can't you give him like Saturday khutbah or something? I don't know. Is there an alternative? Because I'm kind of used to having the main stage, right? So now there's arrogance. So there's this balance between confidence and humility that has to be struck. And that's what Allah Azza wa Jal defined as one of the most amazing qualities that human beings have, that Allah gave inside of us. There's this spiritual and there's this material. There's this confidence and there's this humility, and they both coexist. There's taswiyah all the time. And it's remarkable, right, that on the one hand Allah mentioned dirt, and on the other hand Allah mentioned the ruh, the two opposites, and in between them He mentioned balance. فَإِذَا سَوَيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِ SubhanAllah. Like our entire life is supposed to be a struggle to find that balance, to find that real worth in ourselves, so we're not looking for it in other people, we're not looking for it in things, we're not looking for it in posts or engagement or followers, we're not looking for worth in the clothes we're wearing, we're looking for worth in what we give to Allah Azza wa Jalla. And if you're an old gentleman or you're retired and you feel like you have nothing to offer the world, stop thinking this way. Every one of us will be a learner until the day we die. There's no age where you should stop learning. And the more you're learning, the more you're enriching yourself, and the more you enrich yourself, naturally the world around you gets enriched. There's more wisdom you can offer.